We will continue on to the halachas of motzi matzah. There we'll go through the basic halachas of how to do the mitzvah of motzi matzah, and then we'll talk about the shiurim in a separate shiur. So motzi matzah, according to the minhag of Ashkenazim, according to the minhag grows differently, but according to the minhag Ashkenazim, the person holds all three matzahs at the time of the bracha. The upper matzah and the bottom matzah are shleimim, the middle matzah is broken. And he says the bracha of motzi lechem min ha'aretz. He then says the second bracha of al achilas matzah. But for that bracha, you do not need to hold all three matzahs. You allow the bottom matzah to be put down. And you hold the upper matzah and the middle matzah, and you make the bracha of al achilas matzah on those two matzahs together. When he says the bracha of al achilas matzah, you should have in mind to cover the achila of the karech, and also the chila of the Afikoman. According to Rashi and the Rashbam, Afikoman is the mitzvah of matzah. You fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with the Afikoman, which you eat at the end of the Suda. Because that we have in mind to cover the Kurech and the Afikoman, so we brought the Torah says a person should not speak until after he eats the Kurech. The Chok Yaakov brings from the Shlaw that he actually suggested that a person should not speak till after they eat Afikoman. He points out the minhag is not like that. That's very difficult for people to undertake that. But till after the Kurech, a person should not speak. If a person did speak, a person does not need to do anything else differently. But the Chatzkila, a person should not speak until that point in time. When the person should have in mind, when he eats the matzah, to fulfill the mitzvah of the Raisa of Be'er of Tochlo Matzus, because of the concept of the mitzvah Sichas Kavana, we pointed out before, for the purpose of mitzvah sichas kavana, it is sufficient to think two words, l'shei mitzvah. A person should take a kezayis from the top matzah and the middle matzah. We break those two together at the same time, and we eat them together. The chadchila, the Shulchan Aruch says, talks about eating all of them together. Since the way we measure kezayisim seems to be a little bit large for that, and therefore you take a kezayis one at a time. So you eat the kezayis from the upper matzah, and afterwards the kezayis from the middle matzah. The amount of time we were going to allow the person to fulfill the mitzvah of achila is the shir called Kedei Achilas Pras. There's a famous Chassam Sofer that shir is not less than 2 minutes and not more than 9 minutes. And when you're dealing with the mitzvah deraisa, we have to be machmer. Many achronim have difficulty with the Chassam Sofer shiurim. Both the length of 9 minutes is too makel and the length of 2 minutes is too machmer. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva says that the shir of the Marcheshes is 3 minutes and he feels that is the proper shir. Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah in his Sefer Shiri Torah gives a share of 4 minutes, so the chatchila person should try and eat it in the time span of 3 minutes, and if not, preferably in a time span of 4 minutes. So just sitting and picking at the matzah is not sufficient. A person has to eat the matzah with gusto, l'tayoven, shouldn't be stuffing himself. The time that we calculate this, the point we calculate this time, the measurement of the Kedei Achilas Pras, is when the person swallows. The matzah has to be eaten by seva. A person that did not eat matzah by seva is going to have to do it again. So it's important to remember to eat the matzah by seva. And we mentioned before that a seva has to be done in such a way that there is support. So a person is leaning out into thin air, that's not really considered a seva. A person which should be leaning, if he has an arm rest on his chair, he would lean against the armrest. If he doesn't, he should tilt himself that he's leaning towards the back of the chair. The shiurim for the second night, which is the Rabbanon, the Arminic to keep the second night of Pesach and Chutz Laretz is a Rabbanon. So there are some places which argue that the shiurim can be the smaller shiurim. But Rav Moshe has an Achuba, which he says that we maintain, we do not differentiate between the two nights. The minhag of Sena B'Yadenu is to keep it the way they kept it, and they kept it as a suffix and a deraisa, and therefore the shurim remained the same for the second night as well.